Energy, Kayla.
I'm not afraid of what I see. Every single
song, recording your K-Line Insider.
Number 3, Elevation Worship.
Number 2,
Torn Wells, featuring We the Kingdom and Davies. Take it all back.
Number 1,
Seth Slater, Counting My Blessings.
You can join K-Love Insiders free and help rate the songs that we play.
Help shape our playlist. Go to klove.com/insider.
Hi, K-Love family. I'm Josh Baldwin. This is the story behind my new song, Wait for More.
This song is all about identity and knowing who you are in the world. And when you know the world, it begins to reveal who you are and your calling. Salvation was only the start. Because of that, that's the start and the beginning of the new life that we can live in.
When you support K-Love, you change lives. K-Love is a beautiful way to stay connected to God. It just inspires my heart to stay positive and all the negativity. I struggle with depression, and it helps me to stay connected to God, and I just feel spirit when I listen, and I just put myself up for others, you know? Your support of K-Love made this story possible. You can keep K-Love going. Well, he keeps you going by giving at klove.com. I remember walking into my grandma's house every year for Easter lunch. Oh, the smell of the ham, the rolls, the pies, and cakes. It was like smell overload. The Bible teaches us that our prayers do the same thing to God. It says they are like a sweet aroma in His presence. Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him." So let's fill God's house with a sip and taste of love today. And Alex mentioned verse of the day, a positive encouraging K-Love.
I'm not the one who's wrong.
Seriously, there are movie lines you've seen it so many times you have memorized, but do you know the final line of the movie? I have the most famous lines, and so far you have guessed them correctly from Babe and the Princess Bride. I love you more. I will give you the lines of the movie. This is the last line, and you guess what movie it is. So long, partner.
Oh, I'm too sorry.
Oh, you know what? Toy Story 3. Ah, at least one of the Toy Story movies. I used to hate the line. I can't imagine why. And if you feel like letting go today, just hold on. God's got you. It is Katie.
Thank you. station.
It's Lincoln Brewster.
You're pulling me over. You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope.
Verse of the day. Caleb.
1 minute of encouragement. Tim Tebow.
It is told that the famous 19th century preacher D.L. Moody was preaching overseas when several church leaders approached him, wanting to know his secret. They asked, "How can a poor, uneducated man be so effective in winning people for Christ?" Moody took the men over to the window and asked, "What do you see?" One by one, the church leaders described the people in the park outside. Then they asked Moody what he saw. With tears rolling down his cheeks, he said that he saw people who would have an eternity of suffering apart from God if they did not come to know Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, "For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all." Today, don't just see people for what they do. See them through the love of the cross and be compelled to share the love of Christ with them.
Find out more about Tim Tebow at klove.com. Keyword, encouragement. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow, live with Toby and Mercy Me. That's at KLove.com. This is on the radio.